I'm here backstage at Salmon Arm Roots and Blues with Tom Landa of the Paper Boys, Vancouver's Juno Award-winning eclectic folk, roots, Mexican, Irish, and pop band. Thanks for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me just a little about your early musical history. Did you grow up in a very musical family?
Not really. I was always a very big fan of music. I grew up in Mexico City. Neither of my parents played, and we didn't really have any lessons in the house, or neither my brother or sister played either. We had a little tiny bit of an organ at home, but no one really played it. But I was always a fan of music. I really liked music. And I think I liked performing when I was a kid more than, say, playing music. And it wasn't really until I was 15 that I started playing guitar.
Can you think of one album in particular that was really life-changing for you ever since the first time you heard it?
Oh, man, I'll give you a few that were life-changing. Van Morrison's Moondance was completely life-changing. I knew of Van Morrison, and I was like one of these casual greatest hits Van Morrison fans. And when I was a teen, maybe in my 20s, when I heard this record, and I was familiar with Van Morrison, as I said, but it was really the lyrics that got me, and just his poetry. This was one of the first times I was so acutely aware of what poetry can do in music. So that's one that really had an impact. Sam Cooke as a singer, there's a record, Live in Harlem Square, that was very, very impactful. And I'll give you two more. Los Lobos, La Pistola y el Corazón was a life-changing record for me. That started my whole journey into studying Mexican music. And Spirit of the West, Labor Day, massive, massive influence on me. As a teenager, when I heard that, it kind of led me down the path I've been going on for the last 26 years.
How did you come together with your bandmates to form the Paper Boys?
You know, at the beginning, we just ran ads in the local paper, like musician wanted, fiddle player, drummer, guitar player, what have you. And then eventually just settled into a steady lineup. And then, you know, there's been a few changes that have over the years, but this is a pretty steady lineup. Jeffrey, the flute player, has been in the band for almost as long as his existence. We've been together now 26 years. He's been in the band maybe 23 of those 26 years, or 22. Sam, the drummer, has been in the band for 10 years. Calissa's been in the band almost 10 years. So, you know, a lot of longevity with the members that are there now. Brad's been in the band for about 16, 17 years. So, long time.
How do you approach your songwriting as a band? Is it very collaborative, or do you take the lead?
I take the lead. There's some collaboration between me and Jeffrey, but it is mostly me writing a song, coming to the band with the song, and then it gets arranged by the band. Sometimes I have a fairly strong idea of what I'd like the arrangement to be. Sometimes it's completely organic, and it just happens within the band. Jeffrey has also written songs, especially in the lyrics. He's written songs for the band, and then there's been a couple compositions by other players, but mostly it's been myself.
You mentioned that you were always very into lyrics. Do you find that you write lyrics first and then that inspires the music, or do you usually start with a melody or a hook or riff?
I mostly start with a melody and the chord progression and a melody, and then find the lyrics to suit that, you know. So you know, and sometimes that you can sort of pigeonhole yourself into, or corner yourself rather, into this place where you're like, you have to make words fit into this particular melody. There's been the odd time when I've written some lyrics without music, and then I'm married to music later. And there's been a couple times when Jeffrey wrote some lyrics that I put to music later. But for the most part, I usually just muck around in my house with a guitar, and I strum some chords, come up with an idea for a melody, and then the song is born out of that.
You're obviously bilingual,
yes.
If not more so. Do you ever switch languages in order to make something fit better to a melody that you have?
Yeah, I've done that with the Paper Boys, where we do some stuff in English, some stuff in Spanish. And then about 4 or 5 years ago, I really wanted to put more of my attention into a Spanish album, like with everything being in Spanish, I'm more inspired by Latin idioms. And I created this band called Locarno, and we put out a couple records now with that band. And now that band sort of has a life of its own, and it's doing really well. And that is now where I focus mostly of my Spanish language and Latin musical ideas on that project. That's not to say we don't also do that in the Paper Boys, but Locarno is 100% Latin and Spanish speaking.
Your first album was released over 20 years ago, and your most recent record, At Peace With One's Ghosts, came out in 2014. How do you feel your sound's evolved in that time?
Oh man, it's evolved so much. We've had, we started pretty much as a Celtic bluegrass folk band, you know. And through the years, we've been adding more and more influences like Latin, which you were just talking about. We incorporate a bit of world music, some African elements, some ska, some world beat kind of stuff. And it's grown to a numbers. We used to be like a 5-piece band with bass, drums, banjo, fiddle, and guitar. You know, now we have flute, and we have saxophone, and trumpet, and trombone, and we try to be adventurous with our arrangements and with our writing, and really incorporate all, not only those different styles, but all those different instruments.
Is there a theme to the songs on that collection?
Yeah. As with always, I write from an autobiographical standpoint, like things that happened to me directly or that I've observed someone going through or observed in life. So there's a song called Better Than the Last, which I was having a really difficult year. So this went beyond having a bad day or a bad week, you know, it was a difficult year. And I found myself towards the end of the year just wanting the year to be over, because I was visualizing the new year as a chance for this bad year to be behind me and for me to have a fresh start and a clean slate. And I wrote the song Better Than the Last. And that's really resonated with people that are struggling in life. So it really is about personal experiences and about things that I've observed.
Leave my troubles in the past, hoping this year's better than last, hoping this year's better.